If you had to capture your faith in a tweet, what would you write? If you had to pick one line of scripture that would sum up the gospel message, which line would you choose? One of our blessings as Catholics is that we have a long history. We are rich in traditions. We have huge libraries filled with theological books. We have thousands of prayers for every occasion. We have scores of spiritualities and hundreds of devotional practices. We have a pope and bishops, religious and priests. We have liturgy and ceremony, sacraments and sacramentals. We have the Bible and tradition. We have moral teachings and the examples of the saints. We have the teachings of the Second Vatican Council. We have catechisms, encyclicals, and pastoral letters. All of this can enrich our Christian lives, but it can also distract us from the essence of Christianity. So, how would you sum up the gospel message in a tweet? Everyone can answer that for themselves. You got to figure out your own answer, your own tweet. But if I had to pick one line of scripture, I'd be tempted to use one of the lines in today's gospel. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him may not die, but may have eternal life. Why do I like this particular line? I like it because it begins with God, not with us. God is the initiator, not us. We do not win God's love by being good. God first loves us. God loves the world. God's love begins with creation and never ceases. Like a parent, God loves us first, even when we are incapable of love. What we get from God is not earned. It is gratuitous. The second point in this scripture passage is that God's love is manifested in Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Jesus incarnates God's love for the world. God cared enough to send the very best. He sent his son. But God does not simply send his son. In John's words, he gave his only son. We know that from the context, what John is referring to is the crucifixion of Jesus. The preceding line states that the Son of Man must be lifted up just as Moses lifted up the serpent on his staff in the desert. When the Jews had sinned in the desert, they were attacked by serpents, and many were dying. Moses made a serpent of bronze and raised it up on his staff. Those who looked on the serpent believed. If they believed, they were cured. John uses this example to show the faith we should have in the crucified and risen Christ. Jesus is lifted up on the cross. What looks like a defeat is a victory. He is exalted. He is enthroned upon the cross. He is God's love for us manifested in Christ's death and resurrection. We are asked to believe in the crucified and risen Jesus. Jesus was sent by God to be our teacher, but he is more than a teacher. He is our salvation. We are saved through him. Or as it says in Ephesians, God brought us to life with Christ when we were dead in sin. Both with and in Christ, God raised us up and gave us a place in the heavens. By the Spirit, we are united with Christ and have a place with him in the new creation. The line in John's Gospel continues, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him may not die, but may have eternal life. In the New Testament, faith is not so much believing in a set of doctrines as believing in a person, believing in Jesus. Believing in Jesus allows us to be united with Christ and lifted up with him. Believing in Jesus allows him to give us life. Not just life after death, but life, his life in us right now. As Catholics, we need to learn from the evangelicals that Jesus is central to our Christian faith. Their overly simplistic view of Scripture and their lack of tradition and scholarship can easily lead them astray. But as Catholics, we must rediscover Jesus as the center of our lives, the center of our faith. We can find Jesus in the Scriptures. We can find him in the sacraments. We can find him in the suffering of the poor. We can find him in our own suffering. We can find him in Christian fellowship and love. We can find him in many places, but we must find him. As we continue this Eucharist, we celebrate God's love and his sending of his Son. We celebrate Christ's death and resurrection. We celebrate and express our faith in him. We open ourselves to the life he wants to give us. We open ourselves to be transformed by the Spirit into Christ.